Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is still Otto Lowe's today.
He's
staying with us.
Way past
and he's hearing everything. And we've been talking with Executive Director Teresa Stott-Smith of the Long Island Arts Alliance. And this is not a conversation. This is an awakening.
Oh,
it really is.
That's
The map is great, and just the information shared. And Otto brought up a great thing in reference to even have it in one of the North Hempstead newsletters or something, just to let people know what's the purpose of this show is basically. And I'm learning stuff as you be the host of this show. Everybody who comes on, you learn something, and you can look up stuff in advance. I'm a visual person. You look up one thing and it's fine, and you get something in your hand, you say, oh my God, that's what Teresa's doing there. So hats off to you.
Oh, thank
for
you.
A tremendous job. You had a question, Adam.
I do have a question. It has to do with, there was a comment in something about one of your missions is to collaborate on strategies for economic development and community revitalization. Can you give us an example?
Sure, I'd love to. Yeah. And this map is a good example. When this map was originally produced, it was it's conceived as a tourism map. What we're trying to do is grow audiences for our nonprofit arts and culture organizations, because that helps them be more profitable and, you know, have more jobs. But also, if you want a vibrant downtown where young people want to live, work, and play, they want something to do. They want arts and culture. If you want a community where people come here because we have such terrific schools on Long Island, what makes our schools terrific? People don't come here for taxes and traffic.
No.
Right? Why do they come? Because of the terrific schools and the high quality of life. Mm-hmm. And the arts and culture on Long Island are part of what make it a great quality. Also beaches and vineyards. And it's just such a beautiful place. I just love it here. It's a really gorgeous place. And in our schools, a big reason our schools are so good are the terrific arts and culture programs.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have great sports and we have terrific teachers, but we have terrific schools on Long Island.
Right.
We often hear
They're well-rounded.
We have a lot, you know, you hear a lot of complaining, and I won't mention some of the stuff going on. Common Core. But it's really, you know, people also really feel very protective of those kinds of programs, and that's a big part of what we do is to, we do economic professional development for arts teachers, arts and music and dance teachers.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, we just did there was a big conference at Molloy College called Balanced Minds, where 900 arts teachers came and spent the day networking with each other and sight reading and learning about the arts in special needs, you know, the arts and special needs and how, or, you know, I know you probably know this story about, you've seen something called, like, I can't remember the name of the program, but they bring the music, iPods, you know, to senior homes.
We actually had him on the radio.
He's terrific. Music and Memory.
Yeah, Dan, I can't remember his name.
Oh, yes. Cohen?
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
And how, you know, they hook people up to machines and you watch the brain is kind of flatlined.
Right.
And then you bring music in and art and you see activity and things changing. So there's all these wonderful things that the arts bring to our lives. So that's what we're working to promote and get that message out. We are really a service organization. We're a membership organization of about 100 nonprofit arts and culture organizations.
Right.
And our job is to help get the word out about the terrific stuff they're doing. And almost all of these really top-notch arts organizations have an arts education department.
Right, right.
That it's working directly with schools. And many of them have arts inclusion and arts therapy programs. So we're trying to get the word out about that.
Right.
That's all very important. And you mentioned the economic development. And I mentioned that this map and the website and that whole initiative is supported by the Regional Economic Development Council.
There was an interesting, on your website, there's a section there called A Minute Smarter. And I happened to look at yours because you're going to be here, so I figured, let me find out,
okay.
Right? But what you commented on was the arts heal, support them, reminder of the beauty and joy in the world. I think there's a lot to be said for that statement because there's a lot of bad stuff goes on in the world. There's no question about it. And I think we all need a reminder once in a while that it isn't all bad. there are some real good things going on this planet.
Well, that's America, I love what you guys are doing here, John.
Well, you know what it is,
and
too?
Otto.
And Otto.
Mm-hmm.
We had the election last week, Tuesday, this week. Mm-hmm. 21% voted.
Yeah.
See, this is the problem. And that 79% of the ones that everything stinks, there's nothing to do, the taxes are high. The taxes are high, but there's so much you can get on this island.
That's right.
And, you know, Christina tries to bring them on, and, you know, it's just amazing. But you have to listen. You have to want to learn. Well, not learn. You have to want to participate, not learn.
You know, be a lifelong learner and be open to everything.
Positive. Possible. Try to be positive. I mean, you know, we all go through stuff, and you still have to try to be positive.
Right.
You know?
And even art-wise, I mean, is, you know, the number of program 859, of which I myself even, I'm sure maybe 400 is not for me. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
Guess what? I like this. I'm not interested in going there. My
maybe
wife would rather go there.
Maybe 800 of them, but the point is there's still 59 left over.
Right. There's something. Yeah. There's absolutely
there's
something.
There's more there than we could handle with time.
Right. No, I agree with you there. And that's just, you know, the hat's off to the Alliance. It's a tremendous.
Well, we have a terrific board of directors.
I'm looking at them.
Roger Tillis being the founder. And then Dale Lewis. He was the executive director of USDAN. Do you know the USDAN Center for the Performing Arts? It's one of the country's premier arts camps.
Well, then I'm supposed to say yes, but I don't. No.
Right.
I should know.
I mean, a lot of people know about it. I mean, I don't know, you know, if there's any students around here, but many people have attended, and it's out in Wheatley in the woods, and it's an amazing place. He's on our board. And now we also have Sharon Maricanelli, who is the general manager of the Tillis Center, is on the board, and we have educators on the board. And a few bankers here and there, because it's very important that we work with the business community. One support of this whole Arts Alive LI initiative was Bethpage Federal Credit Union. They supported us for 3 years. And
Bethpage is amazing.
Past President Kirk Kordaleski was on our board as well.
Okay.
And so for 3 years, they supported this. And that's, boy, you really need that kind of a foundation.
I see Peter Klein.
Peter Klein was on our board. Yes, yeah. Now he's moved here. He's the chair of the Tillis Center board.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Okay, I know him from the Holocaust Museum. I mean, he's involved.
He's on the Holocaust Museum, too.
Okay.
He's a terrific guy, yeah. And also this year, Bank of America has stepped in, and they are the presenting sponsor for this year's work. And you know what we're going to do also this year? Another reason you really want to go to the site is we're really going to be focusing on the holiday events.
Okay.
So you'll see a lot of, that's where our marketing and advertising is going to happen this year and the next, 2 to 4 weeks.
All of these members are not for profit. Is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
You said Paramount, right?
We have 3 corporate members: the Paramount, Long Island Comedy. Ooh, I can't think of the other one. But everyone else is non for profit.
Yeah, I was amazed by that.
Right.
Truthfully. Yeah, 100.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, really. Is that how many members there are?
Yes.
Right.
We have right now. We used to have a third of that. Probably 3 or 4 years ago. But, you know, once you start doing stuff that makes a difference and people can see, yes, it's important.
Well, somebody's going to see this map. They're going to say, I want to be on that map.
That's right.
I have a small little troupe here. I'm doing something, ballet, art, singing. Why am I not on this map? I want to call.
That's right. And even if you're a dress, like if you're not a theater like the Tillis Center and you don't have a regular place where you perform, we list your website. And that's where you'll have your, you know, so everyone can go on this and say, this is a great theater troupe, like I think Play Troupe, but they don't necessarily have one place that they go to all the time.
Right. Okay.
So their website and phone number and things.
Okay, because some of these library groups are that.
Yes.
They go to different libraries, but it's a real organization and they're practicing and everything else, but they don't have their theater per se.
There are people that basically go from theater, library to library
doing
different kinds of entertainment. But I don't know if they're not for profit.
Most of them are.
Yeah. Most of them are. Their libraries aren't really paying. Right. And if they pay it, no, I don't think libraries pay at all to have somebody come in and entertain when you're willing.
Mm-hmm.
There are organizations that will go there for free, I think.
I know like an organization like the AARP, they have these chapters where they have member meetings.
Right.
And they occasionally do pay somebody who entertains them.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just because you're paid doesn't mean you're for profit.
That's true too. Right.
To be a member of the,
it's just covering expenses. You're right, 100%
of the alliance. You contribute, I would think.
And yes, and the majority of the memberships are $75 a year. For the nonprofit arts organization.
I believe that to be reasonable enough.
Right.
That's
and then,
huge.
You know,
huge, tremendous for them.
Yes. Right. And then, because they're already, it's we try to make it reasonable because we want to create this collaborative situation. You know, sometimes as a region on Long Island, we don't really have like one center.
Right.
So we're really trying to create this regional collaboration and to work together, and that's, you know, it sounds like simple cliche stuff to say, but when it comes to practice, it's, you know, it's a competitive world out there.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
and
I think that's one of the natures of Long Island is that it's pretty splintered as far as a lot of things go, like schools and local governments, and it probably doesn't change much in your world.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, but this has changed. This is really helping a lot.
It's
changed a lot.
Well, they're all fighting for the attendance and they're fighting for the dollar to keep their not-for-profit alive. But if they're doing the work, it might as well be acknowledged.
That's right.
That's what this is doing.
Right.
This is letting everybody know.
Right. And that's another reason that we're moving into this tourism idea, because there are people coming here to visit and they're, you know, they might be here for a meeting or a convention and they have nothing to do for the night. And, you know, they can pick this up at the car rental or the airport or the hotel and see where they are. And, oh, I didn't know that. Just pop over there and look at that museum.
This is huge. We're going to Tilly's tomorrow night because I was looking for something to do, and that's the place. You know, it's just a couple of places. I'm sure there was like 20 more things to be done.
That's not the point.
I'm not knocking one versus the other.
I go to Tilly's probably twice a year.
But you look and you say, oh, this is an opportunity to participate. And even if I drove another 20 minutes, I really wouldn't care. If it was something, 2 years ago we wound up seeing Jesus Christ Superstar.
I love that.
On the South Shore someplace. Because I saw the name and I like that show. And as it turned out, the guy who runs the theater was a friend of my sister's, which I didn't know at the time. Yada, yada, yada.
You had a good time.
We had a good time. It was good. Maybe 100 people in the theater.
Maybe you went to dinner, too.
That I don't remember.
I'm always eating, so it makes no difference. Another thing that we're doing is... We have some grants to start some real, like, putting together packages. Tour packages that can be sold.
Okay.
On the international tourism market.
Wow.
If we, you know, depending on how much time, I could go into that in another time.
Yeah, we'll go into that another time because actually the next segment is a long one. So I thank you. I can turn around and say, Teresa Stott Smith, who is the executive director of Long Island Arts Alliance, has just given us so much information and given all the listeners so much information. It was a pleasure and an awakening.
Oh, I'm so glad, John. Thank
you. Usually he's not awake when we're
usually I sleep
and
I don't do it.
We're happy to send the map out to anyone.
Call 311 to get a copy of the map. Right now, we have to take a break. You're listening to 88.1 FM WCWP. Yeah. We'll be right back.